It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. I appreciate you. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey in New York City. Thank you to Sophia for holding it down as well. And thank you to you for listening. I'm only going to be here for one more hour. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. If you missed a minute or a second, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can hit pause on the Odyssey app. Thank you for listening live on your local Infinity Sports Network radio affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, or you spending money, or you're listening on the free preview, we're on channel 375. Thank you to people listening on smart speakers. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. The phone number, if you want to call up, it's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. What a show. Talked about everything from Cooper Flagg spraining his ankle. And then we heard from some of the other stars in the NFL who are now on new teams. Joey Bosa talked about joining the Bills. How about this? DK Metcalf, he talks about his new team, the Steelers. Good for him, even though he doesn't know who's going to throw him the ball with the Steelers. And then we even heard from DeMarcus Lawrence, who's now a member of the Seattle Seahawks. And so we've talked about a lot. The Oklahoma City Thunder getting no respect. We talked about Bill Belichick wanting his girlfriend CC'd on all of his emails. We got into Tom Thibodeau of the New York Knicks driving his players and their kneecaps into the ground. Rodgers? Is Aaron Rodgers going to quit? We don't know. Is he going to play? Who knows? Russell Wilson is going from the Browns to the New York Giants to look for a job. I know Russell Wilson is a wealthy man, but at this point, it seems like panhandling. Like to go from the Cleveland Browns to the New York Giants, that's sad. It's very bad. Anyway, you want to be a part of the show, you can. I'll tell you again, 855-212-4227. If you use the internet, you can find me. I am at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. All over the internet. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. Yeah, I'm on Facebook where grandparents argue about politics. And I'm on X where people just argue and hate each other about everything. I'm on TikTok. I ain't dancing. I'm everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Anyway, got so much to get in. We talked about LeBron James. He's back in Los Angeles. He's like, I'm not stopping in Cleveland. I'm not doing this at all. Take my groin back to L.A. and get treatment. The best groin treatment is in Los Angeles. It is. Anyway, we got so much more to get into. At the end of the show, of course, we'll talk about a few things that happened this day in sports history. Give you an update on the Tampa Bay Rays. I don't know how much longer they're going to be in Tampa. They got to fix the stadium and build a new stadium. That's a lot of money. Even though that old stadium looked like a giant plastic bag. Hickey, how much work would it really take to fix a plastic bag? Come on now.
I thought minimal, but clearly a lot more than we assumed.
It was a giant plastic bag. I don't know. Anyway, we'll get into that. Yeah, let's hear from some of the... Well, let's start off on basketball. We've heard a lot from coaches in college and new NFL players. I told you about Cooper Kupp. This is the biggest name in college basketball. The Duke Blue Devils are the best team in college. It's just a matter of whether or not they're going to win the championship. Well, Cooper Flagg, the man who's probably likely going to be the number one pick in the draft this year, he sprained his ankle today against Georgia Tech in the ACC tournament. He's probably done for the entire tournament. We don't know if he's going to play in the NCAA tournament. Forget the conference tournament. And his head coach, John Shire, he says, you know what? We don't know the status of his ankle. But it ain't worth it to play him the rest of this tournament. Listen to this.
It's not about being ready to go tomorrow. That's not the most important thing for us. We got to see if we can get him right for this run that we can make in the tournament. But I would have to be really convinced that we should even consider seeing if he can go tomorrow. And he may not be able to go anyway. He probably won't be able to go anyway. But I think it's a real long shot.
Yeah, well, look, if he doesn't play the rest of the conference tournament, good. Hopefully he can be ready by next Thursday or Friday when the Duke Blue Devils play in the first round of the NCAA tournament. And if he can't play in this tournament, we'll see him in an NBA uniform next year, because I doubt this guy returns to Duke. And speaking of ankle injuries, Cooper Flagg sprained his ankle today. We don't know the severity of it. But someone very familiar with leg and ankle injuries is Joey Bosa. Yeah, Joey Bosa, the newest member of the Buffalo Bills. He spoke today. And I want you to hear him. This man says he's excited to be in Buffalo. You be the judge if he's excited to be in Buffalo. Listen to this.
Coming to a team back like, you know, the Ohio State days, where you're really living in a football town with an unbelievable fan base. It's really got me excited. And, you know, just something different. It's been 9 years, which I'm really thankful for my career and how it's played out. But I'm ready to experience something different. I'm getting old and I'm ready to win. And I think this team is primed to do that.
Hickey, if that's how he sounds when he's excited, what does he sound like when he's sad?
Bill Belichick?
Oh, jeez.
Ron DeCincinnati.
Oh, my God. Yeah, tell me how excited you are. Oh, wow. Somebody give him some wings. What will make him happy? He doesn't look like he drinks. You think the Bosa's drink beer, right? They probably drink not Bud Light. What do they drink? I don't know.
They're both pretty chiseled. They look like they just put good things into. They look like, you know what? They look like they are on the Brock Lesnar diet, meat only.
Just meat? Them dudes is like
meat.
Guys are trucks, man.
Eating raw eggs.
You don't think that? You don't think Nick and Joey throw back a beer?
I guess maybe.
Did they both go to Ohio State? They were drinking beer. Come on now.
Yeah, I guess you're probably right.
They were in Columbus drinking that beer.
Probably light beer, though, to, you know, lower the calories. Miller Lite? Oh, no, not Miller Lite. Michelob Ultra. That's what I was
Michelob
thinking.
Ultra.
Less than 100 calories. Mickey Lights?
I don't think I've ever drank that.
Really?
Is it good?
It's not bad.
It sounds like water.
It's pretty good. I mean, a lot of those light beers, like, what light beer isn't water?
You're right.
You know, Coors, Bud Light, Miller Lite.
You drink two of those, you go into the bathroom in 5 minutes.
Well, keeps you hydrated, less of a hangover.
I guess, right? What, by peeing it out? I don't know.
Well, no, I just meant like it's like water. Not a lot of alcohol in there.
Well, he needs beer, okay? He needs beer and chicken wings.
Buffalo. You can get both of those in Buffalo.
Who, what?
So you can get both of those things in Buffalo.
That's why he needs to cheer up. He sounds miserable. Ugh. Yeah, let's see if DK Metcalf sounds a little happier. DK Metcalf, well, he did get a big old contract. He's making $30 million a year now with the Pittsburgh Steelers. But DK Metcalf has no idea who is going to throw him the football. Outside of making $30 million per, DK Metcalf explained why he wanted to play for the Steelers.
Like I said, man, these guys showing interest. Coach Tomlin, Mr. Omar, and Mr. Rooney all hopped on the phone with me Sunday. And it just felt homey, felt welcoming, you know, that they wanted to bring me to this historic organization. And, you know, everything was just snowballed from there and brought me here in front of you today.
Yeah, $30 million doesn't hurt either. And speaking of a classic diet, DK Metcalf has claimed to just be fueled on coffee and candy. Okay, this guy looks like a Greek god, too. Yeah, just coffee and candy. Meanwhile, Mason Rudolph is back with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Got himself a new contract after time away with the Tennessee Titans. And outside of him, DK Metcalf has no idea who's going to throw him the football. Is it Aaron Rodgers? Is it Russell Wilson? It's not going to be Justin Fields. Hey, DK, are you worried about who's going to throw you the ball?
Man, when I hopped on the phone with those three great gentlemen, they made me feel felt welcome first off, and then secondly, they made me feel like they had the right decision, you know, with who was going to be throwing me the football. And you know, I'm not making a decision in the quarterback room, so I'm just going to try to do the best of my abilities to you know, help whoever they have out there throwing the football. So you know, they make the correct decisions, you know, to bring the quarterback in here. So I'm just going to roll with that.
It's above my pay grade. Leave me alone. None of my business. They made me $30 million a year. I ain't talking about no QB. It's as simple as that. And if you want to think about his room, he's in the wide receiver room with George Pickens. We spoke to Mike DeFabo from The Athletic earlier this week. He covers the Steelers. We asked him specifically about George Pickens. He's just like, man, JR, I don't know. They may trade him. I'm like, okay, I get it. Yeah, he's kind of out there. George Pickens, a wild child, always with the penalties, always just bad in front of the cameras. It just seems out to lunch on a lot of cases. DK Metcalf was asked if he tried to get the number 14 from him. What? Okay, what did he say?
No, sir. I mean, he's been here. He's made a staple in the number 14. I'm not trying to, you know, take away from you know, anybody's legacy. I'm just trying to help build mine.
What legacy? Man got a legacy. Am I missing something here? A legacy. That's interesting. And DK Metcalf is going to be out there wearing the number 4. Okay. Right, I guess wide receivers now in single digits, they can and go out there and get the job done. Good for him. Well, he's not the only guy who was introduced today. DeMarcus Lawrence, he was introduced as the newest member of the Seattle Seahawks. And when asked why he decided to leave the Dallas Cowboys for Seattle, let's just say I don't know if Jerry Jones would appreciate this answer.
You know, Dallas is my home. I made my home there. You know, my family lives there. You know, I'm forever going to be there. But, you know, I know for sure I'm not going to win a Super Bowl there.
Oh, ouch. Ouch. I mean, he ain't saying nothing that we don't all know already. Like, this is the reality, right? They ain't winning no Super Bowl. Ouch. Man, I feel bad for Cowboys fans. Like, I feel like over the past decade, we have gone from just optimism to just Jerry really is screwing us up. Like, we will not have success until Jerry is gone. And nobody trying to bury the guy, but damn. You got football players saying that publicly? He might as well say, yeah, man, Jerry Jones is running the team into the ground. We ain't winning no Super Bowl. The man went and joined a team that has Sam Darnold at quarterback, okay? What are they going to do to get to a Super Bowl? The answer is nothing. This man left the Dallas Cowboys to go to Seattle. Seattle got a better chance to win a Super Bowl? I think not. Might be in the same damn boat. And speaking of old crazy teams run by old guys, the Cincinnati Bengals have yet to figure out anything. There's no contract with Ja'Marr Chase, who they said they're going to pay more money than anybody in the NFL that's not a quarterback. T. Higgins is still being tagged. He's still tagged. They have no extension with him. The Trey Hendrickson, they told him, hey, man, we can't pay everybody. Go out and see how much you're worth. And apparently the Bengals, they don't want to play ball. Diana Rossini was on Gojo and Golic. And she said, the Bengals, they're not even being realistic about trading the man who helped lead the NFL in sacks last year, and Trey Hendrickson. Listen to this.
There are teams out there who are willing to pay Trey. And we understand that market is booming right now after what we saw from Max Crosby's deal and Myles Garrett. The pass rush position, that's what you want to do right now if you're not a quarterback in terms of making the most money. So I've spoken to a bunch of teams who want to do it. That's not the problem. The problem is the Cincinnati Bengals. Their asking price for you know, one GM even said to me just was ridiculous is how it was described.
Well, it's the Bengals. Do they do anything seriously? Come on now. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Let's go to Wisconsin and talk to Corey. Corey, you on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
What's up, guys? I was just sitting here in my man cave drinking a beer on a Friday night, watching my Bucks.
Friday?
And
Thursday, Thursday.
Drinking some threes.
It's Thursday.
It's my Friday, sorry.
Good.
So, moving on. I just had this question. I keep wondering every time I watch Giannis have a potential game against LeBron James, and LeBron is either missing or on the bench. I think it's been like 5 or 6 times in a row that I turned the game on and he wasn't there. And I'm just wondering if you guys can answer if he's ducking Giannis or if he's just trying to steal his clout at this point.
Is LeBron James trying to steal what from Giannis? Clout?
His clout. Yeah, you know, because he won't play him, so then he can't have the, you know, the look of playing against LeBron James. He's taking that away from him, and I think at this point it's getting ridiculous. Every time I turn the TV on, he's never there.
Well, let's be, I don't know, how many beers have you had?
I just opened my first one, so none yet.
Oh, okay. Well, what type of beer is it?
Well, you were just talking about that, like beers, it's a Keystone Light.
A Keystone? I never had that. You get that at the gas station, right?
It's literally just a Coors Light in a different can.
Oh, okay. All right, note taken. No, I don't think LeBron James is snatching up every record imaginable, why would he care about Giannis Antetokounmpo? And then second of all, LeBron James is old. And Giannis isn't necessarily been the most prime example of health over the past couple of seasons. So, like, what's the big deal? You know.
Well, I just would like the Bucks and the best matchups to play each other, and it never seems to happen in the regular season. He's never there.
LeBron,
when Giannis is on the court.
LeBron plays in the Western Conference.
Right.
Him and Giannis. Yeah, they would play each other once a year, or once in each city. Twice a year. LeBron James is also 40 years old, and Giannis has been busted up kind of the past few years himself. Problem solved.
This has been going on, though, and I'm just keeping an imaginary tally in my brain, but I would say the last two to three seasons.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. The last time they played against each other was in December of 2022.
During the regular season? Wow.
Yeah,
that's crazy to me. Because, you all want to see the best players play against each other.
It's not all that crazy. We just rolled into 2025, so that's really, 22-23 season, 23-24. That's two seasons. It's not all that bad. And this one, not all that bad.
Yep. Well, maybe they'll play next week Thursday, and my wish will come true.
If LeBron James, you know how to fix a groin?
Well, go to L.A.
Oh, yeah, well, L.A. is a great place to fix groins. Hey, Corey, how many Keystones you going to have in your man cave?
Ooh, I got to work tomorrow, so probably a couple.
Wait. You just said today is your Friday, and now you got to work tomorrow, so which one is it? You lying to me?
Well, I only get one day off at a time, so I guess it's both.
You get one day off at a time? What, one day a week?
Yeah, I don't get 2 days in a row ever, so it's kind of weird.
So you were off today?
Correct.
Oh, good. So why are you having your first beer in the evening?
Because I got all my other stuff done earlier today. I was out in the woods, finding deer antlers, all sorts of cool stuff, planting some food plots, doing, you know, redneck things, people would say, but for me, it's
You
science.
Were finding deer antlers, or were you killing deer?
No, not killing deer. I only do that if I need to, you know.
Venison is good. I like venison. I like it.
Oh, yeah, it's good stuff.
So you just find it. Wait, you find the deer antlers because they shed, right? They shed the antlers?
Correct. They shed. So you go out in the spots where they're hanging out late in the winter and see if they're still around or not.
And what do you do with the antlers after you take them?
My dogs like to chew on them.
Okay. Why? Because they want the marrow inside, right? Is there marrow in there?
No, it's like a bone. It's more like a bone. It's like a hard bone.
Like,
there's nothing inside.
Wait. Aren't their antlers like made out of the stuff our fingernails are made out of?
Kind of, yeah, but they're by this time of year, because they lose testosterone and stuff, they lose their antlers. I don't want to get into this on CBS Sports Radio, man.
Okay, all right. You know a lot about this stuff. Well, thank you, Corey. Appreciate you.
Yeah, well, thank you for all the time. I appreciate it.
Of course. On the Infinity Sports Network, of course. Hickey, that's all. Animal Planet, okay?
I'm impressed by you, JR.
What? Knowing about deer antlers?
Yeah, I had no idea.
That they fall off?
That they fall off, what they're made out of. You were taking me to school.
I didn't know that. I know, I think it's moose. One of them things, the antlers fall off. I don't know.
Those antlers from the moose must be just huge.
Bro, I saw one in Alaska, man. Let me tell you. That thing was huge. I'm like, damn, man, there's a reason why these things out here by them. So things are huge, man. That thing was huge. Just standing out in the middle of nowhere by himself. Big as all hell.
Oh. Dangerous. Do they run fast? That's a truck hitting you if you get
moose?
Hit by one of those. Oh, yeah.
Moose run fast?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You ever see them glide through the snow? Oh, man.
Nah, bro. They too big to be running. I didn't see a run.
Oh, they can run. Let me tell you, that's a freight train. You better get off the tracks.
All them things, all them big-ass animals that look like they don't move. Hippos move fast.
Buffaloes, you ever see Ralphie run at Colorado? Those things can run pretty fast.
Oh, the buffaloes, yeah. They look like they can't move. No. I stay in the city, okay? Away from the moose and the deer.
Speaking of which, you know it was caught right by my apartment this week? A coyote.
They caught a coyote in Manhattan?
They caught a coyote in a parking garage in Manhattan.
What'd he do? Come from the Bronx?
Like, I don't know. He must have took the subway down, I guess.
He came from Van Cortlandt Park? I don't know, man. A coyote in the garage?
Coyote in the garage.
What was he? Was he scared? Was he in a corner somewhere?
I don't know. I don't know. Roaming around.
Man, New York City is crazy.
You're telling me. We got enough to worry about. Now we got to worry about coyotes walking the streets?
Thank God he didn't find the subway. That'd be a... It'd be a mess. You see a coyote in a subway? Would you eat rats? Would he eat rats?
Ooh.
Oh, he's a dog. Ain't he a dog or a wolf? He's a combination. Wolf?
Yeah.
Like a cat, dog, wolf.
But, unlike dogs, he does eat meat, or coyotes eat meat. So, yeah, I think they could actually, maybe that's the next trick here to control the rat population. Now you're thinking.
Oh, my God. What a world. What a world. It's the JR Sport Beat Show on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I had mentioned this quite a few times. We got to take a quick trip down to Tampa, Florida, home of the Tampa Bay Rays, that unfortunately don't have a home right now. And now we have no idea about their future. It can't be as bad as the A's. We'll get into that on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. It's been a couple of years since I've talked about the terrible atrocity that is... plagued the city of Oakland, specifically the Athletics moving on their way to Vegas. They're going to be playing in Sacramento this upcoming season, which just seems odd as they plan their stadium to be built in Las Vegas on the Strip. Now, as bad as I feel and upset as I am, knowing that the A's will no longer be in Oakland, they're going to be in Vegas. When the A's in Vegas, Hickey, am I a sucker? Am I bad that I'm gonna go one day? Should I feel bad about myself?
No.
I'm gonna go and boo Fisher. Is that work?
Then that is perfectly okay.
He probably won't even be there, but
he definitely will not be there.
Hickey, how about this? When I go, I won't pay. There we go. I'm not paying.
Now we're talking. Best of both worlds. You can go check it out, but not support them.
Yeah, I'm going to go with my credentials, knowing I've said everything that I've said over the years about them. Hickey, they'll probably deny me. Be like, nah, JR can't come in here.
Oh, we've heard of you. No way, Jose.
Been talking crap about this guy for 4 years. We ain't letting you in here. But anyway, I'll go, and I will not pay. And I don't know what I'll support, but I'll go. Baseball on the Strip seems interesting. I just wish it wasn't the Oakland A's. And so we know that eventually we're going to have some teams that are moving. The city of Nashville wants a baseball team. I don't know what's going on in Montreal, but will Montreal ever get a team again? I don't know. We'll see. But right now, Major League Baseball has a problem with another team in the southern part of the country. This time, not in the West or the Southwest. This time, this team is in Tampa. It's the Rays. Unfortunately, we understand that the Rays, they had to deal with a hurricane. Tropicana Field, or whatever the hell they call that piece of garbage that's basically a tarp over two bricks. The place was damaged. A couple hundred million dollars in damage to fix it up. And so meanwhile, before the hurricane even came through, the Tampa Bay Rays were planning a new stadium that was $1.3 billion. And if you've been paying attention to baseball, you know that the Tampa Bay Rays, they play in that dump. They rarely attract fans over the course of their almost 30-year history. They've been pretty pathetic. They've been pretty bad. And so what do? When you have to play in the Yankees minor league stadium, which all things considered is smaller but probably better than your full-time stadium, what do you do when you have to pay to fix your brand new stadium or your old stadium and then try to build a new one? Well, if you're the Tampa Bay Rays, you pretty much say, we can't do it. Apparently, the Tampa Bay Rays have no plan on doing anything. Their owner, Stuart Sternberg, said, after careful deliberation, we have concluded we cannot move forward with a new ballpark and development project at this moment. A series of events beginning in October that no one could have anticipated led to this difficult decision. He had a hurricane, basically. It stinks. I mean, we got a rumor leak just last week that the commissioner, baseball Rob Manfred, wishes he would sell the team. They're basically calling this guy cheap. It's like, man, figure it out. Build the stadium. Ultimately, maybe they want to move the team out of Tampa. This is crazy. So the Tampa Bay Rays had contracted with the city of St. Petersburg to play three more seasons at their current stadium, which they can't play in right now due to Hurricane Milton. The stadium cannot be played in right now. It needs to be fixed up, and then they need to move into a new one. I have no idea. I think ultimately they're going to force them to sell the Rays, which can't necessarily do. He's going to sell them voluntarily, or they're going to move the team. Just send them to Nashville, okay? I'd like that. I could drive there. I ain't driving to Tampa. Not doing that. And then you get this piece of news. The mayor of St. Petersburg, Ken Welch, probably never heard of this guy. He said the city will never work with the Rays ownership again for a new stadium. Listen to this.
I have no interest in working with this ownership group. They've got a set of agreements that they signed July 31st or August 1st of last year that we all agreed to. Why would I go back to the same group and trust them this time? That bridge has been burned. We'll meet our obligations. If there's a new ownership group, I'm perfectly willing to have that conversation.
Oh, wow. Basically said they reneged on the deal. Like, you agreed to build a stadium and move in, and now you don't want to do it. You're going to blame the cost to move into the old place. Look, I don't get involved in these politics. If people want to say, hey, keep the politics out of sports, it's impossible. Maybe all these owners asking for free money, it's just, it's nutty. I would like it if the Rays moved, because I don't like the Rays. Just don't like them. Marco, how you feel about the Rays? Do you care where they go?
I mean, to a point, yeah. I want to see them go to a good home and a good spot. I think Nashville's a decent spot, but they can't stay where they are, and this organization can't be run the way it's run.
They play in a trash bag.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are we doing? And why are they fixing it up? They're going to fix up a trash bag to move them in temporarily before they move into a new place? Seems like a waste of time and money to me.
No, that's pretty much what everything is now, because you can't overspend here, so let's just continue to spend money and throw it down the drain because it's useless. I mean, it's dumb. It's just flat out dumb.
So what the hell? What, are they going to play at Yankee Stadium for the next 2 years? Can't do that.
Why not?
You said why not?
Why not?
Well, that's what the A's are doing. Good point.
Well, but I mean, like, what? What does it hold? 8,000 people? You getting more at the Trop?
11,000.
Did you get more at the Trop?
They average 15.
Okay. So how many people are dying to go see the Rays then? What are we doing?
nobody. So let's just move them from Tampa. That's my point.
That, you're right. But again, I don't think that they can just make them go. I think they should start moving it faster. I mean, the fire's been lit. Let's go. You don't have a fan base. This is not with the A's moving where they upped and left Oakland. This is totally different.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
This is 98. Who cares?
And no one's gone. And you've had good teams.
They're losers. A couple of them.
You know what? It's enough. It's enough. And you play in a dump. Nobody wants to. We tried. We gave it a shot. It didn't work.
Move it to Nashville. It's enough that we got the Marlins down there, right? That's enough.
That's too much.
And we don't need anybody else.
That's too much because nobody goes to the Marlins games either.
Aren't they called the Florida Marlins now anyway? No longer Miami?
They're a quadruple-A team for the rest of Major League Baseball so that they get decent players and they ship them off and then they do it again and again and again and again and again.
Every now and then they win a World Series. It's been a while.
They had two, and that was over 20 years ago. Again, they're a minor league system. They're a feeder.
The last one wasn't.
It was 22 years ago, JR.
Nah, bro. No, it wasn't.
It was 2003.
Josh Beckett?
It was 2003.
03. Nah, no.
They won in 97 and in 03.
No.
Yeah.
Didn't they immediately rip down the team after that, too?
Yes. Immediately.
They did it both times. Yes. Yes, they had Hickey. They had everybody when they won the first time. They had everybody.
Now, granted, that team was good, but it was a bunch of mercenaries. It was the Sheffields, right. The Kevin Browns, the Outlanders, mercenaries all over the place.
So
what?
They had everybody on that team.
And they paid them all, and then they realized we can't pay any of these guys and stripped it.
Forget all of that. Josh, that was 2003?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's why this is not like, oh, the Marlins won just, what, 7 years ago? Come on, give them a chance. It was 22 years ago.
Why does it feel like yesterday? It feels like yesterday to me.
Because we're old.
And watch your mouth.
But it ain't.
That was... No.
Yeah.
Josh Beckett, that was that long ago.
They beat Roger Clemens and David Wells of the Yankees. Yes, it's that long ago. That was before Clemens retired the first time.
I'm depressed. I am depressed. What time is it? Oh, I can't even go downstairs and get a beer. Oh, my God. That depressed me. Damn. Thank you. No. Forget you, Marco. I don't even hear no more.
I'm right.
Wow. that 22 years ago? Oh, my God. Oh, man. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. I'm going to take a much needed break. We come back on the other side. I'm going to gather myself. I'm going to tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And I'm going to try not to recall that was 22 years ago because it felt like yesterday. Anyway.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Back. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Today is March 13th. The year is 2025. If we go back to 1998, March Madness was already in full swing. And you might remember this as one of the most memorable shots in March Madness history. We got to go back to Valparaiso, beating Ole Miss 70-69. But it's not the fact that they beat them. They beat them on what was ultimately called the shot. Bryce Drew, the coach's kid. Yeah, coach's kid hit the game-winning shot to advance them over Ole Miss. Take a listen to this on CBS.
It's to Jenkins, to Drew for the win! Gone! Oh! He did it! Bryce Drew did it! Valpo has won the game! A miracle!
They didn't just win the game. They ended up in the Sweet 16. They went on one of these ridiculous Sweet 16 runs, and then they lost. like a lot of teams. Well, there's only one team that wins, and they lost in the Sweet 16 to Rhode Island. We're going to get a lot more of that. Can't wait for next week. Let's see if Cooper Kupp is healthy enough to go out there and play basketball. I hope he is. Like, this is the showcase. You want to see the best of the best. When is the last time we saw someone who's the number one overall pick just dominate in the NCAA tournament? I can't remember. I can't. Anyway, March 13th, 2022. Oh, my God. This is a bad one or a good one, I guess. Tom Brady, after being retired for 40 days, Tom Brady changed his mind. And Tom Brady came back. He unretired this day, March 13th, 2022. Listen to this report from the NFL Network.
This is going to be a story that is going to dominate the next couple days or so. Tom Brady making it official with this tweet. These past 2 months, I've realized my place is still on the field and not in the stands. That time will come, but it's not now. I love my teammates and I love my supportive family. They make it all possible. I'm coming back for my 23rd season in Tampa. Unfinished business. Let's go.
Oh, my goodness. Well, oh, man. Ugh. At least we know he's not coming back, right? He's done. Now he's running the Raiders, and that man came back to play football. And then ultimately his wife left him, right? His wife left him. Was it worth it? I don't know. He's doing good, I guess. None of my business. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Dave is calling from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dave?
Hey, you know, this is a great date in sports history, and I'm not sure if it's the exact date, but it was 5 years ago that you went live on all around the country radio.
Oh, well, thanks. You
were in the late night. And I listened to you then, and I'm listening to you now. 5 years. Congratulations, JR. Keep it up.
Thank you so much, Dave. I knew it was in the pandemic. There was no sports on when I started the show. That much I know. That's a good point. What day was it? I guess I could look it up. Not going to be that difficult. There's somewhere around here. There was no sports. Everything was canceled. 855-212-4227. Lee is calling from Cincinnati. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Lee?
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, no problem.
First of all, I want to apologize for asking you last night why you thought the Dolphins stunk. I mean, I knew that they're not going to be any good, and I want to thank you for putting up with me because I'd been, you know, putting a few back before them. But now I have a serious question.
Okay.
The Florida Gators, how well do you think they're going to do in the NCAA tournament this year? Do they have a shot to win it? And if not, why not? What do you think the weaknesses are?
Well, man, I ain't sat down and watched all the Gator games. I know keeping up in the SEC is between them and Auburn. That's about all I can tell you. You want me to sit here and tell you a lie?
Oh, no, not at all. I want you to tell me you think the Gators are going to win at all because I'm a Gator fan.
I'm not saying all of that. We got to see. How about this, Lee? Tomorrow, we're gonna have a guest on who's going to give us a breakdown on all the teams that we need to pay attention to besides Duke, okay?
All right. Yeah, do you think the Gators are going to be one of them that he's going to talk about?
I would think so. I mean, they're right there at Auburn. He is one of the top teams in the SEC, no?
Oh, yeah, but let's face it. Auburn is the best. I will concede that. Auburn is just incredible this year. Janiah Broome, what he's done, I think he should be player of the year over Cooper Flag, but that's just my opinion.
You tell me. Why wouldn't Florida be in the same category of class? Educate me. You probably see more Gator basketball than I've seen all year.
The Gators are strong, and the thing is they're strong and they're even throughout their whole entire team. They don't have any one major score, but that's the problem. They don't have one guy that will take the team and put them on their back when they have to have it, and that's what I think is going to kill them.
Well, I think you might have answered your own question. And, Lee, what I'll do tomorrow, we'll get somebody on, and I'll ask them specifically about the Gators as well, okay?
That sounds great, man. Thank you very much.
That's why
you're the best.
Oh, well, thank you, Lee. Lee's suggestion. Thank you for calling from Cincinnati. Yeah, I can't watch. Who can humanly watch every single college? I can't have a thought on every college basketball team. I can't. I've most closely followed Duke, who now has to deal with their Cooper Flagg ankle and see how bad that is. I kept up with St. John's and took a look at Rutgers and Auburn. They're right next door to me. I keep an eye on a few teams. I can't watch them all. Like, damn, I would die. Hickey, I would die. I would need three of me to watch every single team worth a damn. Three.
That'd be a lot. Yeah. We don't want you dying, please.
Yeah. All these, I can't watch all the games.
You need some load management.
I need to talk to Tibbs. Have a conversation with Tibbs. Tell him less minutes, Tibbs. Okay, please. Give me a break. Anyway, it's been a fun show. Talked about all these new guys and new places. We heard from DK Metcalf and Joey Bosa and even Kenny Pickett. He spoke to him for the first time today, and they won't talk to him the rest of the year. Anyway, we'll talk with you again tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. If you missed a minute of the show, you can hit rewind on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. The JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network is done. Don't move. Bart Winkler coming up next. Thank you for listening, and thank you to Hickey.